It was a big weekend for the Melbourne Storm. They had a couple of games. They had the Friday night game and then had a Saturday game over in New Zealand as well. Their assistant coach, and he was actually the head coach for the Storm team that took on the Warriors, is former Australian player, Dragon, Rooster, Storm player, Jason Riles. He joins us on the line. G'day, Jason.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah, good, thanks, Jason. Really well. First of all, I'm presuming you caught up with the World Club Challenge match. What did you think of the performance of your Storm? And can you give us an update on Billy Slater's shoulder?
Firstly, to the World Club game, I thought the boys did really well considering they hadn't played together as a team in a full-on 100% tackle game of a footy. So there was a few moments there where they were a little bit clunky with our attack, but it's something we're going to have to work on over the next couple of weeks leading into round one. But overall, I thought they did a really good job defensively and did enough to win in the end, which was a great result for the players and a great result for the club. And that it's nothing serious, but we're just going to double-check it anyway.
Is it the same shoulder that he's had the problem with?
Yeah, same shoulder, but it's a little bit technical. So it's a different position that he's fallen in,
right,
as opposed to that rotator cuff injury that he did have. So it's more the labrum, sure, where it sort of holds a capsule into place. So they're thinking and they're pretty confident that he just jarred the shoulder and he's going to be okay. But just a double check it. They'll get a scan later in the week.
Well, let's hope for everyone's sake at the Melbourne Storm and Billy Slater's sake that he's good for the start of the season, because we know how popular he is as a player and how I suppose important he is to the Storm. Your first job or first time in charge of the Storm down in the game against the Warriors, how did you find that?
Yeah, no, it was a really good experience. So I'd had a fair bit of experience coaching West Illawarra, and I was a completely different level, but it's sort of two down from the NRL. But it reminded me a little bit of that, having to organise most things. And obviously, you have a bit bigger staff when you're with an NRL team. But it was just a really good experience. We had a really young team. We had an 18th birthday, a 19th birthday, and a 20th birthday whilst we were away. So,
wow.
That kind of highlights the youth in the team and that sort of thing. So we had a few feeder guys come down from Sunny Coast and East, which added to the week. We had two training sessions together, and the guys come together really well, and they tried really hard and a huge amount of effort in the game, and they defended quite well in the end, and they're probably a little bit unlucky not to come away with it. So great experience, and I think, with the players, I think they got a lot out of it as far as, playing without Cameron and Billy and those guys in and around them.
It's a really interesting point you make, Jason, about the fact that, there is a difference from being an assistant to being a head coach, no matter the level that you are coaching at. So from your point of view, I'm assuming you have designs on being an NRL coach. And if that is correct, do you feel that you then have to go to another competition, whether it's Queensland Cup, whether it's Intra-Super Premiership in New South Wales, maybe even England, and get that head coaching experience before you come back and do an NRL job?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I'm not too sure the best route. I'm probably lucky I had those 2 years at a little bit of a lower level where I had to do absolutely everything. So I don't think there's one particular way of doing it. I think it's just a matter of biding your time and, not being in too much of a hurry, because as you've seen in the past where guys go straight from playing into coaching, it's a pretty short lifespan as far as when they do get in those jobs, because there's just so much more to it. It's, there's not only just turning up and playing and worrying about yourself, you're worrying about the whole organisation. So, So when the opportunity came up, when I seen that the World Club game was on the same weekend, I went straight to Craig and said, mate, do you mind if I go and coach the young guys here? And he sort of said, well, you don't want to be at the World Club. And I said, I do, but I think this is a good opportunity. He goes, no worries. So, it was just good. I got to, prepare the forwards and that sort of thing for the Leeds game. And then I ducked off on Thursday morning with the young guys and prepared those guys as well. So just trying to get as much experience as I can. And I was, the head coaching thing, I'll just wait and see what happens. It's, I'm not in too much of a hurry or that sort of thing. I enjoy my time here. And I work for the best coach in the world and work with some of the best players in the world. So it's just a really good development phase for myself.
Now, one of the changes at the Storm this year has been the much talked about leaving of Cooper Cronk, but he's been replaced by Cooper Cronk, or someone that looks like Cooper, in Brody Croft. It's like the Storm didn't miss a beat on the weekend.
Yeah, Brody's been here for 3 years now. He's going into his fourth season, so he's basically sat there and watched Cooper's every move for 3 years, and he's, his dedication, his commitment to, you know, not only his own game, but just, making sure he knows his role in the team, sort of starting to show in those games, in the game on the weekend in particular, and the games that he played last year. So, whilst he's not Cooper, he certainly based a lot of his game and a lot of his preparation on how Cooper does things. So it's going to take a little bit of time with him. He's obviously had a really good start, which we're really happy with, and knowing Brody, he'll just keep working on the little areas of his game to try and improve.
It's an interesting point you make too. Best coach in the world, Craig Bellamy. I think there's a chance he could become known as the best coach in the history of the game if he was to win a competition without one of the big three. And he's obviously up to be re-signed. What's your thoughts on that? Do you think Craig will re-sign?
Oh, I hope so, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I hope so, because I like working for him. So, looking at it logically from the club's point of view, I can't see them letting him go anywhere else. But, he doesn't give any indication away about any of that sort of thing, and it doesn't really get spoken about. So, fingers crossed he does stay with the club. And like you said, if he's not the best coach that ever coached, he's certainly in the top two or three. So he's done a great job with the Storm.
Yeah. Well, just on that, the article was talking about the salary cap on expenditure in football department. So if Craig was to stay, he might ask for more money. You might have to take a pay cut. You okay with that?
Yeah, I've
only
got enough to feed the kids, mate.
Don't listen to this, Jason. It's rubbish from you. It's a rubbish question.
Just get rid of one of those physios. You don't need all of them.
Oh, mate, hasn't the old football stars just exploded over the last 10 or 15 years? So, it would be interesting to see what happens there. I'm pretty sure Craig likes his cash too, just slightly.
He's a massive tight ass, is that what you're saying?
Mate, this is not going to get you re-signed saying stuff like that, I'm telling you now.
No, he's not a tight ass, but I was tongue-in-cheek.
No problem. Yeah. Hey, well done. Oh, actually, the one guy I wanted to ask you about, Ryan Pappenhausen. I saw he scored a really good try. He looked like he's put on about 5 or 6 kilos of weight since he was at the West Tigers. How's he tracking?
Yeah, he's going well. He's, it's been a bit of a shock to him as far as the whole regime throughout the preseason. And like you said, he's probably a club foot even a touch more weight on than 5 or 6 kilos. So it's, he's a work in progress, and he's probably 12 or 18 months away. But his performance on the weekend was pleasantly surprising. So it was, he played against the Warrior boys that were a lot bigger bodies, and they put themselves into some tough situations, and he just kept turning up. So a few things tactically that he's got to keep working on, but he's heading in the right direction for sure.
Now, if he's put on 5 or 6 kilos, Sam Cassiano's lost 10 to 15 kilos. How's he tracking?
Nah, he's doing really well. He's in the shed in the morning, tandem weighed out. So he's maintained, 124, 125. So it's been really, pleasing on his part. If anything with Sam, he's probably had a bit of been a bit unlucky with just little niggly injuries that have sort of held him out of our main game training sessions. So the more that he can get into those sessions and learn the little areas that we see as important, the better. So that's probably the thing that's holding him back at the moment. But he'll be right to play in another week or so when his ankle is actually hurt in the Newcastle trial.
Yeah, right. Well, we're looking forward to seeing him in action. Jace, well done on the weekend. Congratulations on the World Club Challenge and your own work as the head coach of the Storm side that went to New Zealand. And appreciate your time this morning.
No worries, guys. I appreciate your time, and have a good day.